The following show is intended for a mature audience.
But it's really funny.
So, if you're underage,
go to bed.
Easily offended,
get over yourself.
Or just got a gigantic stick up
here. Hey,
okay, okay. You all might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
This is the Jethel Silverwing Show on Online Gaming Radio.
Ain't got no trouble in my life. No foolish dreams to make me cry. I'm never frightened, no worried. You know I always get by.
I heat up.
He heats up.
I cool down.
He cools down.
When something gets in my way, I'll go round it.
I don't let life get me down.
And you shouldn't, brother.
Gonna take it any way that I found it.
Hey!
I got the music in me. 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 You say that life is a circle, but that ain't the way that I found it. Gonna move in a straight line, keep my feet firmly on the ground.
I heat up!
He heats up!
I cool down!
Cools down!
Got the words in my head, so I sing them.
I got the music in me. I got the music in me. I got the music in me. I got the music in me.
Feeling funky.
Feeling good.
Gonna tell ya. Out in the neighborhood. Gonna fly like a bird on the wing.
Hold on to your hat, baby. Blues, so I play them.
I got the music in me. 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 I got the music in me.
It's the Jethel Silverwing Show on Online Gaming Radio!
You kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. It's time to waste 2 hours, Jethel Show tonight.
Hey there, Dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us do.
I'm just glad I got my ale.
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational, entertaining,
mercantational, perk and whimsical. This is what we call Jethel Silverwing Show.
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson, I know it!
Everyone, this is the Jethel Silverwing Show for Tuesday, November 11th, 2008. I am Jethel Silverwing, your host, and with me as always is my love, my main squeeze, my girl, my wife, the girl downstairs, it's Elquin Jenna!
Hail and greetings.
How are you doing today, Elquin? I need to turn on that back right now. right, that's better. This is just a Silver Wing Show for the 11th of November, blah, 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 blah. Okay, now everyone can hear me. At least I hope so.
Hooray!
Actually, from the looks of the meters, I may have to turn myself up here. Hold on a second.
I can't tell.
Yeah, I can see stuff here. Well, I had to reinstall Windows this week. It was just running really crappy, and it was time to do a full wipe and just be done with it. Let's see, let's turn this up there. There we go. That's a little bit better. So that means, of course, I had to reset all my options, blah, blah, blah.
Fun.
Well, you know, it does make everything run smoother. So, today in the United States, of course, is Veterans Day, where we pay tribute to veterans who have served in active military. No veterans in my family that I'm aware of. How about yours?
My dad.
Oh, your dad's a veteran. Okay. Which war did he serve in?
I don't think he served in a war.
Peacetime. Okay. I know my uncle tried enlisting during, I think it was Korea. I'm not sure. But he was too short or something like here. I guess they had more strict policies and whatnot back then. But anyway, I'm being told here that Fremar, the Legion of Kithacor, is a veteran. Served time in the Navy. Oh, that's Krellic. Okay. Served time in the Navy. Jolin is a veteran. Hope you two are taking it easy today, and I thank you for your service. Before we get too far in here, we had a comment right before we went on the air from Jermaine, who has just dinged a 65 Fury and thought that he wouldn't be mentioned on the show because it happened before we went on the air. Well, congratulations, Jermaine. Level 63 Fury. Let's give him the ding. Ding, where's the ding? Ding. There we go. All right. Well, that's our show this week. No.
Run!
No, we do have some things to discuss. I did advertise that we're going to have Grimwell on the show this this evening.
Woo!
Yeah, he totally forgot what time our show was on. And he's actually in his carpool on the way home now, so he'll be joining us later in the show. He said he'll hurry up and get his computer going and turn on Skype and whatnot. As soon as he gets home, we'll get him on.
Ta-da!
So he'll be with us later, and we're going to be talking about, of course, the 4-year anniversary, the birthday of EverQuest 2. Unless his computer goes boom. Well, we're hoping his computer doesn't go boom. Aliva? Why would his computer go boom, I wonder?
No
booming computers. I've had enough of computer issues for the last month or so. Yeah, we've had enough of that. Shoot. I misplaced something.
What was it?
Oh, found it. Okay. So let's see here. What are we going to talk about? What are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about video. Music video. Music video to Don't Steal My Node is out. What are you groaning about? It's your video.
I know, but that one took me the longest to do.
Well, the reason it took you the longest to do is your computer was out of order for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, but it also took me a while to get people rounded up to do stuff, and I don't know, just I'm not gonna wing it anymore. I'm scheduling things this time.
Yes, but you've tried that before and it just hasn't worked out.
Well, this winging it and it didn't work out either. It seemed to take longer to get it done, and so
Okay, So, Don't Steal My Nodes, starring Low Kick, who is an alt of True Flight, who is Xanadai's husband. As the infamous node stealer, who follows me around and steals all my nodes. Damn him! Damn that node stealer.
Sneaky little gnome.
Sneaky little node stealer.
They're saying that, well, Clump made Clump, you know.
Hmm?
Read the OGR channel.
Oh, just a minute. I'm trying to find something here. Why isn't this coming up? I don't know.
The Clump made the video Clump. You know.
Yes, he made his own music video to the song that I wrote.
Right, so that would be up to him. I'm not touching his work.
To do what now?
Clump made his own video to the song you made.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying that once TSO comes out, we should do a remake of it. And it's like, well...
Why is that? Why
because of the new areas. Using the new areas. But that would be up to Clump.
Yeah, that's his video. We'll let him screw with it.
I have an announcement to make.
Go ahead.
The Joscar has arrived into the channel.
I'm sorry. Is that an announcement or a warning?
Either one. Pick one. Just either one.
Sounds more like a warning to me.
Ah, danger, danger.
Danger, danger.
So anyway, this one, I don't know how many people have seen it yet. It doesn't seem like... I seem like the Ale video got more attention quicker, so I don't know.
Well, the Ale video also had the...
It was timing.
Yeah, it was timing. I mean, the Braille's Magic Haggis for Ale video also got a lot of plugs by Sony, putting us in the announcements and on the podcast and stuff like that. So, yeah, you just got to expect it to,
It was timing.
Yeah, it was all timing.
Timing on that one, definitely.
It's the ancient art of timing.
Timing. Well, this one you sort of said, do it. I want you to do this. But that was way back when everybody was doing harvesting for the gold halls. Mm. See how long it took me to get that one done?
It did. It took you a while.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we have an announcement.
Another one?
We have an announcement. A very special birthday. And don't say anything because it's probably not what you're thinking. It's a very, very special birthday that we have to announce. Morian's son has turned 3 years old.
Dun, da, da, da.
Bring in the birthday trolls!
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday! Happy birthday!
Yes, 3 years old, a gamer in the making.
Does that make him a handheld game?
A handheld game. That's funny.
I get him once in a while.
Don't make any joystick comments.
No.
Yeah, Morian's son, 3 years old. Congratulations to Morian's son for surviving Morian. Hey, Clump, she didn't let him die. Bad, I know. Okay. Okay, what else I have on my notes here? Let's see, Morian's son, Grimwell's running late, plugging the hell out of the Don't Steal My Node video. We have to give a very special thank you to our very special guest, cameo by Domino. Don't know if Domino's in the channel just yet, but yes, Domino, the trade skill dev, did make a cameo appearance at the end of the video, and we thank her very much for her participation.
We just had a guild ding. Oh. Guild ding.
Fiad. Fiad is a level 38 conjurer. Congratulations to Fiad. Let's give him the ding. There we go.
And just to answer Joscar, we all missed you, Joscar.
Of course we missed the Joscar. Who did we have to pick on? We need someone to pick on. All right, what's in my notes here? Of course, Maureen is now mortified that I made a joystick comment.
She was screaming.
Mm-hmm. Let's see here. And what's going to be next in line for the videos?
Oh. Well, the one that was voted for a long time ago that I didn't get around to doing, Dark Elf Girl.
Dark
starts
Elf
production
Girl.
This week.
Alrighty. And if anyone's interested in participating...
Well, I have some criteria. I need somebody to play the part of the ogre, since I would ask Clump normally, so I need a Clump stand-in. Clump is off serving our country, or soon to be serving our country. He's not home right now, let's put it that way.
Right.
And I'm not sure where he is, or if he could, or whatever. But you know, depending
either,
what he's
either way,
to.
He's probably not going to be available during the times that we
no,
need.
No.
So we need an understudy for our normal ogre.
Yes. And we're going to be filming in Lava Storm, so it'd be advisable that whoever I get, that this area be gray for, or else we're going to have problems out there.
Yeah, it's real a pain in the ass when you're trying to film and beating goblins with a stick.
Mm-hmm.
This is a live set! Close set! Get the goblins off the set!
I think I have Lindar lined up to be our bard. He's been our dirtiest dirge before in other videos.
Mm-hmm.
He's our rock star. And
yes.
I've got Lowkick lined up to be the gnome.
Of course.
And I believe I have a member of Arcane Masters lined up to bring in a Rotunga.
Oh, excellent.
I have to make sure. I think it was Aryan. A-A-Y-R-N. So then I need an ogre. And we'll be filming starting 7 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. It's 10 o'clock Eastern in Lava Storm. And if we don't get it all done Thursday night, we'll roll it into Friday night.
But at the moment, we are ogreless.
I'm ogreless. I also need a person to... I think it's a plate wearer that could... It has the darker armor like the Freeport guards.
Right.
Okay. I mean, if they're Freeport friendly, then it doesn't matter because we'll be filming in Freeport late...
Oh, I did not know that. Fremmer says that he is an ogre. I had no idea we had an ogre in the guild.
Yeah, but is Lava Storm?
No, he's 14, so...
No, they would eat him for a snack.
Well, if nothing else, we could always use, like, the petrified eyes or something like that.
Right.
Actually, doesn't that, like... give you a random appearance, or is it...
No, it's pretty well set, because Elquin has to play double to Xanadai, who's coming in as our Dark Elf Lady.
Gotcha. All right.
I'm a double.
So, Xanadai is your understudy.
No, I'm her understudy. I'm her double.
Right, you're the camera.
Yeah.
You're the camera
but
girl.
But I gotta sneak in there sometimes because of the angles, and because of a couple other things, but yeah.
Okay.
She's doing the majority of it, and she can swing a club. So, let's see.
Girl.
11 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Pacific on Saturday, which is, what, 15?
Yeah, you're talking PM, not AM.
PM. We'll be hoping to have a guard at that time to do some filming in Freeport for that part. And wrapping up maybe on Sunday, sometime after our guild meeting, which will probably be 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, something like that.
Right.
In other words, I've got 4 days set up for shooting, and that should cover everything if I get people to work with me. I am paying 2 plat a person for your help in this. So if you want to make a couple plat and you're willing to put up with this, because a lot of it is standing around waiting for the stupid sun to come up.
Yeah, lighting is a problem.
That's the main problem. And then having to, I get you in a position and saying, okay, guess what? Just stay put till the sun comes up. So it's a little tedious and boring a little bit. But when you get done, then you can turn around and say, hey, I was in that, so.
Yeah.
Rathy's going, what? I'm getting paid? Yeah. If you're in the video this time around. Because I'm being so structured. Yeah. Before, it's like I'm running around finding people if they got time. This time I'm saying, okay, we're doing it here and this time, and I really need people to show up. So.
Yep, we need those people to show up, folks. We're going to try to make this a timely project.
So yes, true, you're getting paid, or I can just take it out and trade. Your choice.
And what have you to trade?
No, well, not for the low kick video. That's over and done with, darling. I'm talking about this one.
You know, one of these days I want to make a, one of those Girls Gone Wild videos, but, you know, we'll do it with, like, you know, just gnomes gone wild or halflings gone wild. Something silly. Something really silly, you know?
Chick, chick, bow, wow. Bow, bow, wow. And then I'm being really ambitious because I've contacted Spindle and Talk, and hopefully I will get some help from the Vagabond Knights for the next one right after it. I may have two videos filmed but haven't been edited yet, just depending, to do one for Frostfell.
Ah, yes. Frostfell, don't be late. And I did email you those lyrics, like you asked.
Oh, cool. So I'm waiting for Spindle to get back to me. I'm waiting for Talk to get back to me because I need his brains to create something. And that's going to be all filmed inside over in Temple Street, actually. Might as well just go over there. And Faye's Gone Wild. There you go. That's not too far stretched.
Not really.
Of an idea. So, I will be looking for possibly Cheez-It and dwarf doubles. You don't know how incredibly hard it is to get all three of you guys together at the same time.
Yeah, it's not fun.
No, it's not. And I can only split screen so much, and there's parts in this where there'll be way too much activity.
Yeah, but you know what? It'd be really easy to get a Cheez-It double. I mean, all you need is to make a white Rotunga, plain tones, you know, no patches or patterns or anything like that, and use a Billy doll on them to shrink them down and put them in the outfit that Cheez-It has on them. That's it. He's got one of those one-piece outfits.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much it. So, you know, that'd be the way to do it.
So we may, you know... I'm putting it out there. If anybody feels ambitious, you know what dwarf looks like, you know what cheese it looks like. All you got to do is watch, you know, Brill's Magic Cakes for Ale. You don't have to be any high level. I mean, dwarf should be at least 22 because he wears the leather outfit, and I think that's a level 22 or level 21 outfit. So.
You know, he doesn't have to wear the same outfit in every episode, in every movie.
That's his thing.
His thing? I didn't know he had a thing.
Yeah, he's got two of them, but we'll talk about that later. Oh, no, that's his outfit, hon. The all black leather.
Right. Wish there was a way to get a stein in his hand.
I said, I will have to talk to Dwarf, and we only have to go out adventuring. I got to get him up to 30, level 39, because I got this for him. I'll show it in the RG Arrow channel.
Has something for him.
I have something for him.
What could it be?
I have one of those for him. But the problem is, he's got to be 39 to put it in his little hand.
Oh, I see.
It's lore, so he can only have one, though. But
well, that works.
That's better than nothing.
The Death Fist Emblazoned Tankard.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you listening in on the podcast and not actually in the channel.
Oh, yeah, I forget about that, don't I?
Death Fist Emblazoned
take
no, her. No, 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 no. Put your hand on the computer and feel the braille.
Okay. Feel it. Feel the magic of the Jethro Silverwing show. Feel the love. Wow, man. Wow.
You're eating magic jelly beans again?
They don't look, they don't look magic to me.
Hey, any of you jelly beans magic?
No, they say, they just said that no one's magic in there.
So anyway, pass it around, talk to your friends, let other people know I'm looking for people.
Looking for people.
For dark elf girl. Hold on. Come around every year just to dance on her grave.
Wait, wait a minute. One of those lines is that one of the guards gets a spiked club in the nuts. How the hell are you going to do that?
Don't say that. I won't get a guard to get clubbed in the, you know.
Yeah.
We're going to do some movie magic.
Magic.
Movie magic.
Magic.
Yeah.
It's magic!
Movie magic, huh?
Yeah, get someone from the Knights of Freeport for that one. All you gotta do is stand right here. Why does she have that club? Oh. No, it's okay. It's nothing. Don't worry about it. Just stand right there.
I don't even know how to get a hold of the Knights of Freeport.
Spread your legs a little. No, it's okay. Really. Thump. Get Karthavar.
Is he even still running it?
I don't know. I don't know these things.
I didn't think he was running it anymore. It's C-A-R-T-H.
They're spelling it out there in the OGR channel.
V-O-R.
Karthavar. And they're saying, yes, Karthavar runs the K-O-F.
All right, well, I'll ask him if he wants, if he's got an extra knight floating around.
Okay. So you got two videos that you want to get in the works and completed relatively soon. Dark Elf Girl and Frostfell, like Don't Be Late.
Yeah, filming for Dark Elf starts this week.
This, what, Thursday you said?
This Thursday.
This Thursday. We want to see you. Or, you know, some of you. Not all of you. God. We'd love to film this thing, but we've got, you know, 50 people lined up here and... We're lagging like hell.
You know, it's funny. It's I can only get 10 people in focus at a time, no matter how high up I turn my stuff.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
There's a thing there for turning up high high-res characters.
I've done that, and it's still... What was it? Was it 12, maybe?
Hmm.
I know I hit the max when we did Fadart Girls.
Oh, yeah. Remember, you actually had to ask someone to leave the shot.
Yeah, I couldn't get him in. I couldn't get him in focus. It was terrible.
That's
but I had
weird.
Him. I had him come back and then rearranged people on the next shot, so they showed up.
Modeled. Yeah. There's only a maximum of 10 high detail characters.
Told you.
All right.
Couldn't do it.
I see how it is.
After that, they sort of turn motley and gray. You know.
You had a motley crew.
Shit. Which is okay for crowd shots, you know, you got the people up close, then you got the crowd behind, but
yeah,
I wanted everybody in focus, and I just couldn't do it. So?
Alright, how do you feel about a music break right now?
Sure.
We can do a music break, we'll play Dark Elf Girl, and we'll have a little music break, and hopefully going to be hearing from Grimwell pretty soon, you know, within the hour anyway. And we'll talk to him about the upcoming birthday for EverQuest. Oh, by the way, did you know that Morian's son just had a birthday?
Really?
Yeah, really. I think he's only 3 years old. Oh, here come the birthday trolls.
Happy birthday to you!
upon her work, and she came up and punched me in the nose. My dark elf girl, hold on, my dark elf girl. Now is that any way to treat a fan of your work? I brought the cake to the family jewels, and she called me a jerk. We both started to laugh and smile. She said, admired my guts. Then another guard came round and got a spiked club right at the nuts from you, my dark elf girl.
Seems to stall.
She's a level 80 wizard. She'll be the death of you all. She's a dark elf wizard. It takes his one look. Her dirty little outfit got you killed.
That's all it took.
She's a dark elf wizard. It takes his one look. Her dirty little outfit got you killed.
That's all it took.
She'll dance for us all. She'll kill us all.
I'm sad alone, I'm along in the swamp. Thought to himself, this place is a dump. Slime covered rocks, frog rocks all a hopping. He's gonna get some gold and then go shopping. He's thump, cross him, you'll be dead. He's thump, he's thump, he's thump, nothing in his head. Club ran out in the pouring rain. Grabbed a mushroom to cover up his brain. Big Bug set out over roses or sand. He's gonna be a basher and rule the ogre land. He's thump, really kinda dumb. He's thump, he's thump, he's thump, talking to his thumb.
Was done there. He turned and fell right into a steep pit. His friend just rolled his eyes. That pit had always been there. Guards would see him, they ran their swords right through his body. They simply can't believe it, the gnoll keeps coming for more. To this guy. Once there was this guy who claimed to be the king of Felwith, so he led his army on, but they never made it. They got ambushed by some little bunnies. They simply couldn't believe it, the guards were laughing so hard. Mm-hmm.
are back. We are back, aren't we?
I don't know. Am I? Let me check.
You look more front to me.
The mic's on, so I think I'm back.
No, alrighty.
Can it just be in the middle?
Oh, alright, I guess. Alright, let's see what else I have in my notes here. Do we have anything else here? Hellboy 2 was out today.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Too bad I forgot to stop by and pick it up.
Well, we'll
get it. We'll get it this week. Okay. I want to stop by Costco anyway and pick up a few things. What?
Oh, going to Costco is never going to pick up a few things.
Yeah, I've just walked out of there with a bucket of jelly beans once.
Once?
Yes, once.
I love Costco, but damn.
Yeah.
I am.
Winco, we're actually finding rather...
Winco's great.
Well, yeah, I don't know if everyone has a Winco, but holy crap, they're like... You know, I hate to use the W word, but they're like the freaking Walmart of grocery stores. Normally, I like going to the little guy. But, you know, holy crap, I can't believe the stuff we walked out of there for, you know, what was it like? 125, something like that?
122?
122, and it was like basket overflowing with food. It's like, holy crap!
Well?
You know, sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do.
We got you and a teenage boy to feed.
Mm-hmm.
Teasing. But yeah, I mean, all the main staple stuff, you know? The rice and the hamburger helpers and all that other stuff.
And of course, just like going to Costco, you're going to get your best deals going bulk. You're getting the big bag of rice, the big bag of Frosted Flakes.
I was surprised at their big bag of, you know, cereals.
No.
Those are like, I want to say at least a buck more than what I've seen them at Safeway, but I haven't really bought any at Safeway lately, so.
Well, see, the thing is, you know, the price of corn and corn products have really, really skyrocketed recently because they've been taking all the corn and using it to make ethanol. What a freaking stupid move that was. So, yeah, I mean, anything made out of corn is getting rather expensive now. Can't believe they used a major food product to try to make a fuel out of it. Oh, sure, we're not using oil, but we're also not eating now. Thanks!
Well, the thing with corn is it can be grown and grown and grown, you know.
Well, yeah. Well, like any crop, it has to be rotated in a certain way, otherwise you strip the soil out, but...
But anyway, you'll have to. Have you tried that bag of cereal stuff? I won't eat that stuff, but.
Well,
have you tried the bag of cornflakes yet?
No, not yet.
But you know me and sugary cereals. I don't do them.
Well, that's why I wanted to pick up a bag of regular cornflakes. You got a problem with regular cornflakes? It was like this gigantic bag of. It was like sack of cornflakes. For like $2.
I know, but bucket of oatmeal is better for you.
I don't like oatmeal. Well, I do like oatmeal, but I, you know, if I had a choice between cold cornflakes and warm oatmeal, I'm going with the cornflakes.
But the oatmeal's good for you.
Eh, whatever.
It is.
And like Raytheon is saying, you just can't lose with a 5-pound bucket of mayonnaise.
Well, what does Rathy do with a 5-pound bucket of mayonnaise?
That's what that's what I've been craving lately. Thank you, Rathy, very much.
What?
Oatmeal cookies. Raisin oatmeal cookies. I haven't had those since I was a kid. And of course, it's getting toward that time of year again. It's almost time for Thanksgiving here in the U.S. Of course, you know, we've discussed last year that most of the world celebrates some kind of harvest. Some kind of harvest celebration. Most of the world does. But in the U.S., we use it as an excuse for Thanksgiving. And of course, we bought our turkey like last month. It's been in the freezer.
You didn't have to buy it so soon.
Hun, do you realize how expensive turkeys get the closer you get to Thanksgiving?
Well, how much did you pay a pound for that one?
I have no idea.
Well, they're on sale at 69 cents a pound.
Whatever. Yeah. I get my turkey early. I don't like waiting to the last minute for anything. It's like, okay, we're in November.
Yes, grab a turkey. And I'm going to do the same thing in a couple of weeks when December gets here. Time for another turkey. Why? Because I don't like ham. And that's typically the two, traditional holiday meals. It's either, ham or turkey, or some people go with the, prime rib.
I like doing prime rib.
Okay, do prime rib then for Christmas.
Well, it depends if we can afford prime rib.
Yeah, that's the issue. It's expensive.
And then I like to age it. Dry age it in the refrigerator for like 5 days before we cook it.
I see.
And then it's tender. And anybody out there know what dry aging is?
I don't.
You don't?
No.
Okay, well, dry aging is a way of tenderizing the meat without using a tenderizer. You unwrap the meat and you leave it exposed in a refrigerated, okay, up to like 5 days, three to five days. And what happens is there's a crust that forms on the outside of the meat as it's aging. And before you cook it, you trim off all this excess dry stuff. Mm-hmm. And then you slow cook it, and it turns out so tender and moist. I mean, you're basically, I want to say you're rotting the meat almost, but you're breaking down the molecules of what makes it meat,
Right. Okay, I just have to make a comment here. Renair, on the Antonio Bale server, comments that they had reindeer for Christmas last year. You Rudolph killer. How the hell do you have reindeer for Christmas? Come on. That's almost sacrilegious. It's kind of like having beef heart for Valentine's Day.
And Rathy, that is not that. Rathy wants to know, is dry aging what happens to old women who don't have sex? No.
Oh, God.
You know what I realized looking over my Frostville collection, which of course we're going to be breaking out next month for songs? I really don't have anything left for Christmas songs that I can parody.
We need to come up with some new stuff. Yeah, because I was going over them all, and that's why I picked the one I did, because it was the one that was, amusing.
Yeah.
And it was fairly easy to do compared to some of the other ones. And
no, I was looking over all the Christmas songs that I could find instrumentals for, which is, surprisingly easy, actually. Because everyone loves to sing Christmas songs. Last year, and trying to, nothing coming to me on that one. I can't force a parody on anything. When I do, it turns out like crap. So, it's, okay, just listening to the Christmas song, does anything come to mind? No. So, I've got like a handful of ones that I've been able to parody, or are just kind of funny having, like, the Drunken Dwarf and Cheez-It sing them, I mean, can you imagine the Drunken Dwarf singing Silent Night? How horrifying would that be?
Pretty bad.
That would be bad. Matter of fact, let's take a listen to what that would sound like. Let's see here. Karaoke, Christmas. I got Silent Night here somewhere. Let's see. Christmas. Where's Silent Night? Oh, there it is. Silent Night. Let's see what it would sound like.
Silent Night. Holy Night. All is calm.
That's not silent at all. That's not silent at all.
My ears!
Silent Night!
Are bleeding.
It's kind of like having Dwarf babysit for you and have them sing a lullaby.
I mean, what would a dwarven lullaby sound like? Go to hell to sleep! Stop crying! Why are you crying? So, yeah. Yeah, I've got people in the chat channel now begging me to stop. Yeah, that's it, I know. We'll have Cheez-It do the first verse and then Dwarf do the second verse. So you think the song's going to be okay. And then the second voice comes around and blasts your ears out of your skull. That's just the way I am, folks.
Blasting people's ears out of their skulls?
Yes. Doing the unexpected. Oh. So what's else on my list here?
Okay. No one expects the Spanish Inquisition.
Where the hell did that come from?
A movie.
No one expects the Spanish Inquisition. In fact, those who do expect it... And it wasn't from a movie, by the way. It was never in any of the Monty Python movies.
It was a skit.
Yes.
Okay, fine. Fine!
Okay, so what else do we have to talk about? What are you doing?
What am I doing?
I'm waiting for Grimwell to show up. What are you doing?
Wouldn't you like to know? Now, I'm going to go see if that book is
well, I don't see Surgeon. I can't see Surgeon on, so, you know.
Darn.
I know what you're not doing.
Oh, well. South Freeport.
I pity anyone who walks into my office right now.
Why? Are you naked again?
No, I'm just sitting here, and I've got the far back weather machine going beside me here, and I got a girl passed out on the floor.
Well,
Jolynn is feigned death for some reason in the middle of my floor. So it's like, what did Jethel do?
You pushed her into that machine, I bet. You pushed me into it.
Well, that was fun.
No, it was not fun. You will never let me live that one down. And besides, why do you have that thing running again?
Well, we got it fixed.
Danger.
We got it fixed. I had the gnomes up here this week. Matter of fact, let's get that skit going here. Seer skit. Weather, there it is. Yeah, we had the gnomes up here. And we got it fixed. They found the problem. Apparently, it was flooded with ale.
Again?
It was completely flooded with ales and little bits of cheese. So, my theory is the dwarf and Cheez-It were screwing around with the farback machine and messed it up. So, I paid an exorbitant amount of plat to have the farback machine taken apart, cleaned, and put back together, and it works now. So let's go ahead and we're going to do the brand new farback weather report for this week. Here we go. Moments ago, we opened a portal across space and time and brought the drunken dwarf and Cheez-It Nibblebuns back to EverQuest 1 for the far back weather report. So tell me, guys, how's the weather in Old Kinos?
Yes, hello, Jethel.
Hi there.
I can't believe the farback machine actually worked this time.
Yeah, we're not zapped into some TV
Cheez-It
show.
And I are here in the North Kinos area, right in front of the gate.
It's very nice.
I see two very capable guards are over there. Hello, boys.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello over there.
Yeah, not much of a personality on those two.
It's like talking to a brick.
Yeah, of course, we've got to meet all the celebrities. Here he comes now. Fippy. Fippy Dog Park, can I? Oh, Fippy! Don't get the dog!
Ouch!
Oh, that's gonna leave a stain!
He ran right for him!
Oh! Well, we tried to get an interview with Fippy Dog Park!
Oh?
The most famous gnoll in all of Antarctica!
And now he's dead!
Well, maybe. Oh, here he comes again!
Oh,
Fippy!
No!
Fippy!
No!
Fippy!
No!
Oh! I'm Antonia, that gnoll's as dumb as a post!
What the heck was he thinking?
I don't think he's thinking about very much. There must be something inside the gate that he really, really wants.
Maybe it's gold or jewels.
Oh, cheese.
Cheese? I'm going in there.
Size of that rat!
He better kill it
before it harms anyone!
Yeah.
Get it! Oh, stupid guards! Get off my rotunda! Jesus! God! Jethel! Get us out of here!
You see what I'm dealing with here? It doesn't matter where we send them. Oh, well. We got him out all right. They're okay.
Traumatized again, I bet.
Oh, of course.
Oh, my God.
Let me hit the portal button here. Let's see if they screwed it up again. No, seems to be all right. I don't think he actually dropped any ale into it. I think it just excreted from his body. There we go. I think Clorny has it right from the Befallen server. Brain damage and res addiction.
Yeah.
There we go. Let's see here. The Noble Guild Phoenix Dragons has just reached level 40. So congratulations to them. If anyone is listening from that guild, there's your guild ding. So lots of things happening. The four-year anniversary of EverQuest 2 is coming up. We're going to be talking to Grimwell about that as soon as he gets in, and he should be here pretty soon. Matter of fact, I should send this text message off. He asked me to remind him after 8. He should be close to home by then. So I'll send this off. There we go. I'll send off. Ooh, I have a message from him. Let's see here. He pimped it on his blog. All right. We've been pimped on Grimwell's blog. You know what you haven't done in a long time?
What?
You haven't done anything with your blog lately.
I have done. Yes. You just won't pay attention.
Oh. I see how you are.
But it's right, you're true. I haven't in a while, but I just did not too long ago.
Oh, I see. I just gave up looking for it.
Uh-huh.
And speaking of birthdays, did we happen to mention that it was Maureen's son's birthday?
Really?
It is. It's Maureen's son's birthday. He's 3 years old. And I've been given permission to say his name on the air. His name is Connor. So, Connor, if you're listening, happy birthday. And here come the trolls.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
So, happy birthday to Connor, Maureen's son. He'll be joining us in EverQuest soon. I know he will. And by the way, it's Xanadi's birthday! Woohoo!
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday, happy birthday! Happy birthday to you!
So yes, a lovely happy birthday to Xanadi and Connor.
Yeah, I will have to say that I was probably one of the ones that alerted Domon about her birthday.
You are to blame. You are to blame!
to blame?
I blame you for her getting razzed all over EQ Tuesday. But you know what the thing is?
There might have been some other people. Okay. Well,
you know what the thing is? You know who reminded me that it was Xanadi's birthday? Xanadi!
You sure? I thought that was true flight.
No, Xanadi told me about it a couple days ago. She shouldn't have told me.
Well, True Flight told me, and then I told Jay, and I'm pretty sure, I don't know who else True told, but...
And what did they tell you?
It was Xanadi's birthday.
Xanadi's birthday? Here come the trolls!
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you!
Oh, we did worse to Morian.
True.
With Morian, we played that thing, what, every 5 freaking minutes?
I think we did. She's going to go look for the highest tree in Norath. I know she's going to go throw Phylok off.
Throw Phylok off the tree?
Yeah.
What for? Oh, I see. She's going to string us all up.
Remind me not to go around any tall trees.
Hey, you know what I've also just been told?
What?
Not only is it Xanadi's birthday, it's Trinity's birthday!
Yay!
Okay, I don't know. We're not going to play that again. Not so, not so soon, anyway. Oh, brother. Anyway. We missed your birthday on the show, didn't we?
Don't you dare bring them out. They're going to charge you overtime.
No, yours was, what, 4 months ago? A few months. A few months ago, anyway. So, we'll get you next year.
Maybe.
Now, my question is... No, I was just about that. I'll ask when Grimwell's on. Sorry, I just thought of something.
So, are you excited about TSO coming out at all?
I am such a bad beta person. I went ahead, I bitched, I moaned, I got into beta, and I haven't even looked at it. God, I haven't had time.
Well, that's better than me. I never got any beta at all. Nothing, zip.
Wow.
Totally forgotten. It's too late now. I don't even want to go now.
Oh, I see how you are.
I don't want to go.
Fine, then don't. Anyway, moving on.
I should go out and make some more dirty money.
Dirty money.
Yeah, while I can.
I don't know, the broker there just doesn't have anything I want, so I just stopped.
Well, I need some more of the furniture stuff since I used all my extra buys for the hall, so,
I kind of wish we could get more of those mirrors from the,
The vampire mirror? Well, next year we probably can.
Yeah. I got, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I got 6 of them.
That's enough! What do you want?
Well, 20? The mirrors are used to make the Farback machine. I'm using vampire magic for the Farback machine.
Does that mean the thing sucks?
It does. So if anyone actually wants to see the Farback weather machine, you can come to the Legion of Kithacor Guild Hall, the Tier 2 Guild Hall in South Kinos, on the Antonia Bale server. Just come on in, take a right, you'll see the bank. My office is right above the bank. And I'm sitting here, and I'm right next to the Farback machine.
I just left.
What would you do that for?
Because I'm going to go make dirty money.
Oh, really? They're saying that it's possible to actually get into the haunted house still.
Hmm.
I wonder if they're going to change that. I'm going to go to Loping Plains and check that out.
You go check that out.
I will check it out, and I will give an official report. Yes, you can. Or no, you can't. So let's see here. Where do I want to go?
So that means you're a roving reporter?
I'm going to be a roaming reporter. So let's see. I'm going to want to go to Steam Font. There we go. We're going to go to Steam Font, and I'm going to check this out. I will.
Our wine racks will crash you in our hall?
What? What, the fey racks?
No, the wine racks that we've got in the kitchen.
What do the wine racks have anything to do with?
That's what they're saying in channel, that we'll crash them.
Frankly, I think we have way too much in that kitchen area. It's probably just overloading people.
Well, I heard that there was a bug with the lighting.
Oh, yeah?
On wine racks or something. It can crash some people.
Oh.
See, some people don't, some people do.
Well, then again, you know, Xanadai has a problem with that piano.
Yeah, it crashes.
You start playing the piano, and it's got to be something to do with her MIDI drivers, because the music that plays is, from EverQuest 1, and they're MIDIs. Or more specifically, I think they're XMI, which is a MIDI that's been reformatted for game use or something like that. But it's got to have something to do with MIDI drivers anyway. Mask from the Antonia Bale server would like to ask Elquin, how do you make your dirty money, on your back or on your knees?
Whichever pays the most.
All right, well... there you go. And in the chat channel, Trinity has just bitten Joskar, and Joskar is now a high elf vampire.
Well, that's not surprising.
Well, considering that all the vampires are...
yeah, aren't they all over there?
I think they are. Pretty much. Kind of hot, though.
Tell Mask that I really make it on the back of my horse.
Wow, that's kinky.
You bet. It's the fastest way to do it, too.
You have a unicorn.
Yes, I do.
What's a unicorn doing making you dirty money?
It is.
Okay, well, I am in the Loping Plains. I'm going to escape and go right to Sunborn Village, and I'm going to check out, see if I can still get into the haunted house. If we can still get them, that would be kind of cool. Make a stockpile of them. I know, we can make one of those mirror mazes, you know, like you have at, like, carnivals and stuff like that. We this entire maze made out of mirrors, I think it'd be kind of cool. But what the hell do I know?
I don't know.
I know nothing. Nothing.
I'm just out killing these Sokars.
Sokakors?
Sokakors.
Sokakors. I never did like those Sokakors.
They're funny looking.
Kill them.
I am.
They must be destroyed. They have no honor.
Yeah, and then while I'm out here, I'm picking up leather.
Pleather?
Yeah, leather.
Oh. Yeah, where is that house? I can't find it now.
It's over. I thought it was over there by the mender, one of those.
For some reason, I'm having a difficult time finding it.
Well, not my problem.
All right. Well, okay, here's the cemetery.
Oh, it's in town. It's not even at the cemetery.
Yes, I know. Okay, I think I found it. Let's see if I can actually go in there. Enter the haunted mansion, yes.
Do you get the quest?
No, well, hold on, I'm entering it now. So I'll enter and we'll see if I step forward and get the quest. If I can, then we can get more mirrors.
Oh no.
I must do battle with myself. Because apparently we're all vampires.
Yep.
Yes, I was given the quest.
Really? So you're going to go kill the family again? Or you have, basically.
I'm a bad, bad vampire.
I do love this mansion. I really do.
Well, you know, that's a graphic taken from Unrest.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I know you said that about the downstairs, but...
And the upstairs, too, yes. Mm. It's the same sort of graphics. And yeah, the bottom part is very reminiscent of the bottom part of Unrest, for those that have been to Unrest.
Hmm.
I love that zone.
I love this house. I love the way it's laid out. I love the way it looks. I want it.
Well, you're not getting it. I'm sorry, hon. From a decorating standpoint, you know, it's nice and everything, but it's not very good conducive for decorating.
I like it just the way it is. Now, why isn't this very conducive for decorating?
Well, I don't know. It's just like you've got that hallway upstairs that is very narrow that goes around. I don't know. Not nothing you can put on it.
I like it, though.
Me like it.
So you're going to try and do that then by yourself?
No, not while I'm... Not while I'm on the show. Go back and do it sometime.
That is definitely a buddy area. At least one other person.
Well, I've done the entire zone by myself with the exception of, the final mob.
Yeah, that's a bit rough.
I mean, when you come out as a heroic mob, and I just, you know, I don't think you can actually kill yourself. Unless you're with someone. I don't know, maybe...
Prima did it.
I was just going to say, maybe a caster could, you know, nuke the fuck out of it or something like that.
I don't think I've tried it on my own.
I can't. I tried. I got my ass handed to me twice. I gave it a shot. Didn't work.
I don't remember. Did I try it on my own? I don't remember now. Hmm. On me. Not Crema. God, do I need any more of these stupid things out here? I can never tell without looking. Yeah, I'm done. Now I need to go and do spell slingers.
What is a spell slinger?
Those are those bone guys that are out in the fens in the field of bone. They're standing around the skeleton of the dragon out there. And they're casting. And they're spell slingers.
Oh, Clarny is saying that is suggesting that if you wear low-level stuff when you approach the mirror, that you'll actually nerf the image of you coming out.
Great, strip down naked.
Woohoo! Naked party in the vampire house. Woo!
Isn't that how most guys become vampires? You get promised a naked party in the vampire house. I could be wrong. So if you're ever approached by a vampire, you say, hey, we're having a naked party over here in this house. Why don't you come with us? Don't do it. Vampire parties, they suck. You can also say they bite.
You're just going to stake that subject, aren't you?
Hmm. All right, I'm going to put some more music on while we're waiting for Grandma. He should be here pretty soon.
You're stalling.
I am. I mean, I'm running out of stuff to talk about here. I'm stalling.
You run out of stuff?
Never. So let's see here. We'll put some stuff on here. You know what's always a hit?
What?
Cheez-Its Training Adventures.
Yeah.
So we'll go ahead and put those on, I think. Let's see.
warrior. Mage. Healing. Monk.
Monk?
All right, well, we're going to take a little break here, and hopefully Grimwell will be with us soon. And, you know, once Grim gets here, you know, we're probably going to go long. We're going to talk to Grim until we have nothing left to talk about. So we'll be back.
Hello there, everyone. This is Cheez-It Nibblebuns. Due to the amount of dangerous situations I've been getting into lately, Dwarf and Jethel think it's about time I learn how to defend myself a little. So, I'm here in training to learn all about the basics of combat.
Welcome to your first day of training, young Watonga. Here, you will learn the basics of fighting.
Uh-huh.
Remember to hold your sword firmly.
Yes, sir.
As if it were an extension of your own body. Your weapon is your life.
Yes, sir.
Always treat her with respect.
Yes, sir.
Keep her clean and sheathed when not in use.
Yes, sir.
Do you find something funny, young Watonga?
No, sir.
Am I here for your entertainment?
No, sir.
Do you think I'm some kind of comedian?
No, sir.
Don't you like comedians, young Watonga?
Yes, sir.
Don't you wet your pants when you hear Carlos Mencia do a joke?
No, sir. Carlos Mencia rips off other comedians, some who are dead and gone, so he can gain a profit from their own hard work.
Good answer, soldier. I like you.
Well, thank you, sir. I like you, too.
Now, let's get to combat.
Yes, sir.
Okay, young Watonga, first thing, give me your weapon.
Yes, sir. Here you are, sir.
No! You never give up your weapon in combat. All right, young Watonga, first things first, hold your weapon.
Yes, sir.
Okay, change your position just a little bit here.
Like this?
Fingers like that. There you are.
Oh, yes,
you
sir.
You are now ready for combat.
Woo!
Does it feel good, Watonga?
Yes, sir.
Do you feel comfortable with that weapon in your hand?
Yes, sir.
Are you ready to kill?
Kill!
Are you ready to kill?
Stabby!
My other leg!
No,
stop!
No.
What are you doing?
What's wrong?
All the blood!
Stabby!
No! Someone don't just stand there!
Uh-oh.
Get that blade away from him!
Stabby!
What are you people staring at? Call a cleric! Why won't you stop? How'd the class go?
Don't ask, just run!
What? There he is! Get him!
Well, I seem to be really messing up this combat training thing. Well, Jethel thinks maybe I need to, you know, get away from the physical and maybe get into my mind a little bit. Maybe, you know, just getting away from the weapons and physical combat might be better. So, he's sending me to the Mage's Tower in South Kinos. And, I'm gonna try to learn magic! Magic!
Who are you?
Hi, I'm Cheez-It.
Yes, I received a scroll.
Oh, yes!
Master Silverwing saying you wish to learn the ways of magic. Yes, well, first thing, young Watonga.
Yes.
We must see if you have the aptitude or the basic skills needed to become a conjurer of magic and magical things. Yes.
Yes, Mr. Wizard.
First, come here, young Watonga.
Yes, Mr. Wizard.
Don't call me that.
Sorry.
Please, young Watonga, you must listen and put your studies to memorization.
Yes, sir.
Too many of the young wizards and enchanters lately here in Norath have been relying too heavily on their spell books. How are you going to handle a spell book when you're fighting off orcs and gnolls and such?
I'll be attending there, Mr. Wizard, sir.
For the last time, please stop calling me Mr. Wizard.
Oh, sorry.
Now, the fighters, they rely on the primitive and crude means to solve their problems. Only the enlightened have the gifts and abilities to truly harness the phenomenal cosmic powers and use it for the benefit of Norath. Oh, yes.
I have a question.
Yes, what is it?
What happened to Lachlan? Moving on.
Yes, but yes. Now this is a very basic defensive spell. Let's see if you have the talent for using
it. What does it do? What does it do?
A young student.
What does it do?
It's used to disarm and stun your enemy.
Ooh.
First, you need to channel your mana into a focused stream using an object such as a wand. Wands are preferred because they have special enchantments for handling magical use.
I don't have one.
And have less likely chance of blowing up in your hand.
Blowing up?
Well, since you're beginning, anything will do. This is a very minor spell.
Anything? Okay, get it covered.
Ah, silver. Yes, that will do very nicely.
Oh, good.
Okay. Now, good. Now then, my young student.
Yes, Mr. Wizard.
Concentrate. Feel the mana around you. Ooh. Yes, that's it.
Concentrating.
Now, picture in your mind the mana flowing into your body.
Ooh, little sparklies, I see.
Down your arm. And collecting into your hand.
My hand is sparkling. It's getting hard to hold on.
Hold on, young student.
Let it go.
Hold on just a bit longer.
I'm trying.
Now,
I'm trying.
Aim at your target. Visualize a beam from your hand to your target.
I got it.
Ready?
I'm ready.
Ready?
I'm ready.
Let it go.
Ah, my hand.
My leg.
Oh, I didn't mean to do that.
Why would you think this would be helping?
Maybe if I turn it the other way. Stabby? This isn't working out.
Stop, young Matonga. Please, use your brain.
In the brain?
Don't.
Stabby?
My brain. I feel like having a grilled cheese sandwich.
Not with that knife in your hand. Let me take it out.
Alex?
No?
Is that Marty?
Marty?
We have to get back to the future!
Oh, I better go!
Oh, boy!
Jesus! How'd it go in the tower?
Don't ask!
What?
Just run!
Oh, not again!
There he is!
Oh, get him!
Hello there, everyone! This is Cheez-It Nibble Buns. Well, here we go again. Trying to find the class that suits me best, and today I'm broadcasting from the emergency room, or ER, here in Antonica General Trauma Unit.
Move, rookie! Move!
Ooh, looks like we have an IBS to the chest.
IBS?
It's an iron bastard sword! We get about a dozen of them a night! Now move!
Oh my god!
Come on, Cheez-It, stay with me now! We're gonna get this guy healed up real quick and get him back in the raid in no time!
Listen up, okay? There's only two types of healers in Norath. There's the good and the dead. And right now, you're looking like your own life support. Now move!
Holy crap! Is that?
Yep, that's his swollen chestine.
Well, what'd you take that out for?
Oh, just to f*** with you. Now move!
Oh, my God.
All right, baby. Why don't you go check in Trauma 2, see if they need you in there.
Are you sure?
Yeah, just go on.
Okay, I'm going. Man, this is rougher than I thought. Hello, sir. I'll be seeing you this evening. What seems to be the...
Rotonga! Not you! Why are you here? You're here to stab me again, aren't you? Someone get this Rotonga away from me! I'm sorry, Jim.
What's going on here? Come on now. Come on. Rotonga, go. Go. Just go there.
Now move!
This isn't turning out good at all. Not good at all. Okay, calm down. Calm down. You're here to heal. You're here to make a difference. Hello there, sir.
Hi there.
I'm here to... Let's check your chart here. I'm here to give you a shot.
Give you a shot.
Well,
all right.
And then you can get on your way and back to your raid.
How does that sound? Yeah, it sounds good, man. I want to get back to my raid and get my fat loot.
Well, fat loot's always good, sir. Okay, let's go ahead and give you the shot. Let me find the needle. Oh, here it is.
An awfully big needle. You sure I need all that?
I'm sure you do.
Okay, you're the doctor.
Okay, here we go. You ready? Here we go. Stabby!
Oh, my butt, man!
Wait a minute.
Hey, wait a minute.
I missed you,
here. 5, 4, 3, 2, here he comes.
Don't ask, just run.
Here we go.
Hi, this is Cheez-It Nibble Buns. After last week's disaster in the warrior training camp, Jethro thinks maybe I should try something a little calmer. So he sent me off to Lesser Phaedark in the camp of Woo. Woo! Yeah, I guess they're monks, and they're going to teach me inner peace and the ways of the monk.
Young Ratanga, you come to us seeking knowledge and peace through the teachings of Master Wu.
The way of the warrior didn't seem to work out very well for me.
You must calm your mind and your body. Meditate upon this with me now. Oh.
Sir? Master Monk Person, sir?
Yes, young Ratanga. What is it?
How long is this going to take?
The path that Master Wu has set upon us has no beginning or no end. And if you think this is going to be a cheap ripoff of Taekwon Lee Boot to the Head, you are sadly mistaken.
Oh. Okay, sitting in... What's this? Lotus?
Lotus.
Lotus? Yes. Okay. It kind of hurts.
Hello.
Oh.
Relax, young Ratanga. Soon, you will see a vision. The vision of your true self.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. I see my true self.
Yes. Let it come.
The self that wants to come out.
Yes.
I see it.
What is it that you see, young Ratanga?
I can tell you, but you must come closer.
Yes, I am here with you now.
Closer.
Yes. Speak your mind and clear your heart.
Closer.
I am here with you, young Ratanga.
Stabby.
Ow! Oh, my leg, man!
Oh, no!
Oh, come on, oh, what are you doing that
come
for?
Stabby!
Oh, oh, man!
Oh,
what the hell,
I'm
man?
Sorry.
What the hell? We're supposed to be up here, man!
I'll get it right!
Here,
I'll get it right!
Oh,
here we go!
How'd it go this time?
Don't ask! Just run!
Oh, not again!
Okay, and we're back. This is Tuesday, November 11th, 2008, the Jethro Silver Wing Show, and our special guest has arrived. Hello, Grimwell.
Hi there.
How's it going, Grim?
It's going great. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing all right. Waiting for you. No, that's all right.
Yeah. Price up the carpool.
Yes. Okay, well, we have some talking points to speak about here. Of course, first off, you know, it's been a while since you've been on the show, and I understand mm-hmm. that you have a new position.
Yes, I've learned to stand.
Incredible.
That's thank better you. Than sitting all day. There you go.
Now, I am... I've been the senior community manager for our San Diego studio and all the games that are developed or supported there. So that's the EverQuest franchise, pretty much EverQuest, EverQuest 2, EverQuest Online Adventures, and then Planetside, Vanguard, and Free Realms. Even though we don't have an active community for it, I have a community manager and we're working on the stuff to get ready.
Excellent. Well, congratulations on your promotion.
Thank you.
So, So if we have any complaints or anything, we just go right to you, right?
It depends. You still have Brenlow for the big ones.
Right, right. Okay, so it goes from Brenlow to you to us, right? Or to the, it goes from Brenlow to you to Kiara?
Yes, for EverQuest 2, Kiara.
Ah, I gotcha. Okay.
Definitely.
So you're the in-between guy.
I'm the middle manager.
Middle management, all right.
Yes, so, first to be axed.
So Kiara has your old position then, right?
Yes, she does.
Ah, okay. haven't really had a chance to talk to her since she came on the scene. I just noticed that your name is not on the boards as often anymore, and hers is. No. I believe
I'm...
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Okay, I'm working on larger strategy and helping the managers with the other games and making sure things are going well internally.
Excellent.
So it definitely cuts into how much time I have to pay attention to the EverQuest 2 community as directly as I had in the past.
Right.
Still love them, still like them, still have all kinds of friends.
You're just spreading the love around.
That's right.
Spreading love.
I've actually somehow spread the wrong kind of love because Tiffany Spence, AmNurse on the Vanguard site, she noted to me recently that one of the Vanguard players noticed I was on their message boards and went, well, isn't he the one that's really quiet and carries a big stick? So, developing the wrong reputation, apparently.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. Hell, if I had a good reputation, I don't think I'd have an audience.
I don't know what I'd do with it.
Alright, so let's see what we... Excuse me. So, I have a question.
Okay.
It's been noted that this will be EQ2's fourth year anniversary, correct?
Yes, it is. It was actually this last Saturday.
Oh, alright. Well, I've already missed it.
It's the actual anniversary day.
Alrighty. But we're getting fifth year anniversary claim items? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, it gets a little wonky, but every time you... How'd it work? I had to learn this last year for Kunark. It was like every time you buy an expansion, you get some kind of time credit, and there's a bank where people are artificially high, essentially.
Oh.
So they're ahead of the date curve, and we need to have the rewards in place for them, because every time we hit an anniversary in a new expansion, they get that much further ahead. So,
I guess.
Yeah, so these are year 5 rewards, even though it's year 4 for EQ2. It's the beginning of year 5.
Gotcha.
You're right. And you know what else is on the 8th?
What's that?
That was Xanadite's birthday.
It was. It was Xanadite's birthday.
Did not know that. Happy birthday, Xanadite.
So we're going to... Oh, no. Here come the birthday trolls again.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Birthday was on the 10th. Oh, okay. Oh, well. We got it off by a couple of days.
Details.
Details, details, details. All right, so we got the new job. And we got some new claim items coming up, and we got a pixie on a string. That looks cute.
My favorite.
See, what else do we have here? God, I don't have the site up right now.
There's a new fireworks that... puts off a bunch of different ones.
Oh yeah, they almost look like missiles going off. If I remember the graphic correctly, that looks cool.
The 5-year firework.
Does it have 5 missiles going off?
Of course.
There's 5 different ones.
Oh, there's 5 different effects. Oh, I see.
Well, you want to go look it up, or do you have it up?
I'm taking a look at it now.
I have it up.
All right, fine.
Applies 5-year firework when activated, lasts for 3 seconds. Launches a firework when used.
Excellent.
That's up on the EQ2 Players website.
Mm-hmm.
Pictures of all the rewards and the full window you would see in-game with the data. So you get the firework, the pixie on a string, and then the XP boost potions and the orb of concentrated memories, which fills up your vitality.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Vitality. For when you first start a character off.
It's a couple practical ones and a couple fun ones. I like the pixie on a string.
I like the fun ones.
Yeah,
the fun ones are great.
The fun stuff.
I don't think you're going to see Jethro walking around with a pixie on a string.
I probably will.
Yeah, you can. It fits the girls real good, but I just can't see Jethro walking around with a pixie on a string like a balloon, you know? Just, Although I can't see Skyheart doing it. Little Faye girl going around with a pixie on a string, you know?
So it could be a whole new Jethel song about how he's trapped with the pixie following him.
Yeah, there we go.
Somewhere in there, stalker.
That's it, I have a pixie stalker. Every time I turn around, she's there. I always feel like a pixie's watching me.
There you go.
That's how their magic happens, everybody.
It is. Something just pops in my head.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what else we have for talking?
The chat.
What's that?
I made it to the chat room.
Woo!
At the Unthinking Radio website.
Oh, you're on that chat room. Okay, you're not in the in-game chat room then.
No.
No. I don't want to run in-game and Skype at the same time, because then voice chat, Skype, buttons, I'll start pushing the wrong button and talking in the wrong channel.
Gotcha. Okay, and for this anniversary party, we're going to have a big old party in the customer service reception zone, right?
The community lounge.
The community lounge. I'm sorry, I didn't exactly know what it was called.
We'll have to get you in there sometime.
Well, our party on AB is on the 19th, starting at 5 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And how does that work? I mean, have you done any of yet so far? I mean, do you just come in and kind of guess who's in or what?
Guess who's in for the people that are going to come?
To send the tell to, because there's like four people to send a tell to. Are you guys all in at the same time?
You know, I've done, today I did Duck, and yesterday I was on Butcher Block. And both times, you know, I went in much earlier in the day and set everything up, because when you're doing these events, like, you're going to get a flood of tells, obviously, so I have a window.
Yes.
Maximum length set aside for tells, because I have to manually summon people. We don't have a smooth automated thing for that, but it's not really that hard. You just summon their name. It's just the spelling tricks.
Right.
But I have a window for that, and a window for level chat, and then a window for everything else going on, plus all my bags full of goodies and the things we're doing. And I never really thought about it for this event, but both nights when I went in right before the event happened, and I know Kiara and Amneris were both doing it as well, all of us, you know, going a couple of minutes early, and then the tells began. People apparently put all three of
people
us on their friends list.
People were so looking for you.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I thought that maybe there might be a world announcement or something, you know.
No. No, I've done events in the past where I'll sit there and jump in the world channels because we didn't advertise it on the website and kind of say, hey, this is what's going on. And people are like, you know, well, what do you mean what's going on? And then they get the idea and start having fun and go for it. But with this, I haven't really had a chance to or a need to hit the world channels and say, if you didn't know, there's a party, because the tells are flooding right in, and people tell their friends and tell their guilds, and then I can see it going through the channels. Like yesterday on Butcher Block, someone's like, you know, there's a party in the lounge, and I said, so-and-so's a liar, just not this time. You know, but that was about the extent of what I was doing in the level chat channels to let people know. They are tuned in rather well to the website, apparently.
So, pretty much, if anybody puts Kiara, or your name, or Emery?
Amneris. Spelling is available on the AQ2 Players website.
There you go. In their friends window, listing, they can keep an eye on you guys and know when to send a taller and say, I want to party.
Right. Cool. And if for any reason they don't have the time to do that or anything, you know, we are jumping into level chat channels as to fall back to say, hey, you know, don't miss the fun. But so far, we've had a great turnout, great reception. Everybody's been all about showing up. And honestly, the funny part of it is I don't get to interact that much. I'm summoning people, handing out, you know, little goodies and some fun stuff and some fireworks just to kind of celebrate the fact that they're there and having fun with us. And I've changed my avatar's form a few times, but chit-chat hasn't even been an option because there's a constant flood of tells, you know, is the party happening? Can I come? Can you bring my friends? What do I got to do?
Yeah, I was going to say, it's a lot. Totally flooded, aren't you?
Yeah, and since we're trying to cover all the servers, we're doing them all, you know, a group of them simultaneously, so we can't, like, double team where one person's the summon bot, essentially, and the other person's interacting and having fun. It's, each of us are trying to do all the tasks at the same time, so it's a fast hour.
So, is all three of you guys in at the same time to yank people to the zone, or?
But on different servers.
You're all on different servers doing it,
yeah. Today was Crushbone, Everfrost, and Guck, and I was on Guck, and the other two covered the other two servers.
Hmm.
Tomorrow it's Innovation, Kit the Core, and Miss Moore.
Mm-hmm.
Innovation is one of our foreign servers, and the international community folks are taking care of it, but we don't get to concentrate all our efforts on one server because we want to get this done in a reasonable amount of time that's close to the anniversary and close to the expansion launch so that people don't feel like, you know, gosh, it's December and my server just hasn't been hit yet. What's up with that? But even with that, it'll take us till the 20th to get it all caught up on all the servers, believe it or not.
Right. And ours is next week. Yeah, there's a listing of it on EQ2 Players. There's also a link from the EQ forums in the community center under It's a Birthday Celebration. And there's a listing of days and times of the different servers, so anybody could go there and check it out. You guys are doing this all the way up to, it looks like, the 20th.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Usually about starting at 5 or 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
And it's, you know, we don't get to interact a lot because we're too busy bringing people there, but it's pretty awesome. Just the, when this lounge was made for us, the developers behind it did a lot of great work, and there's a lot of interactable things in there. There's a bedroom area with multiple beds, and they're really cool beds, and it's all laid out pretty. But there's pillows on it that if you click, you can actually pick up the pillows in your inventory and then go have pillow fights with people.
Right.
They
are fun. And I think we ought to point out that, yes, there are a lot of beds there, but this is not my house. this is the community relations area. No hanky-panky.
No, but the beds are great to go jump on. You can jump on the beds.
So within, you know, even people that you haven't heard about this from other things we've done, within minutes of being summoned in, people start going everywhere. And then there's people running around with the pillows causing a pillow fight. And if you go into the bar area, there's drinks that you can pick up. And there's a cake that you can get a slice of that will change your form into a different avatar, well, you know, for temporary, like one of the illusions, but it's stuff you don't normally see all the time. So within minutes of coming on the server and starting this, you have people running in all directions, going berserk, doing all kinds of things, chasing each other around, and they don't necessarily look like their character normally does. It's a lot of fun. It's really neat to see. This is a zone.
Once you get there, don't be afraid to click on anything. There's always something to discover there. But understand right now, a lot of that stuff stays there, so don't load up.
Oh, but one of the things you can take with you is a little scroll over by, there's an NPC over by the entrance that you can hail to leave.
Mm-hmm.
There is a scroll on a table that you can pick up and place in your house.
Little bench.
There's also a new goodie on that bench.
NPC, if
I have the pronunciation right, the NPC's name is Scheherazade. And she has a little table or bench next to her, and there are now two clickies there because we're blessed by the Living Dev team who's done more for us than they, you know, they deployed this for us actually very early in the summer. We used it a couple times for different things, but this is the first time where we've really been able to hit all the servers in a tight range of physical dates and do something. And that's one of the things I'm putting on shout when I'm in the room is, you know, when you want to leave, go see Scheherazade and click everything. Click everything. There's a few things that will come home with you. The pillows don't because they actually interrupt a person. And if you can imagine someone fighting, say, a contested avatar, and there's another guild, you know, the two guilds lined up to do it, and one guild locks on, and the other guild interrupts the tank to wipe them or something, that would be bad. So there's certain things that don't go home with you, but Scheherazade's little table has two things that do.
Cool.
Excellent. I can't wait to get summoned in and take a look, see what's new from. I know we were brought in as a preview during the Festival of Unity.
Now, the Dancing Dominoes. Is the Dancing Dominoes still there? Yeah, that's a definite must see. You guys have to go see the Dancing Dominoes.
And Domino is in the chat channel right now. Hello, Domino. And if you weren't in the channel earlier in the show, we have released the Don't Steal My. Pardon me. The Don't Steal My Node video this week, and Domino has made a cameo appearance, and we thank her very much for her time.
Yes, thank you, Domino. I always appreciate that.
Of course, Domino is the leader of the lynch mob.
she is the awesomeness.
Not really. She's calling, in reality, she's calling in all the epic crafters to go take care of this guy.
Lynch. They lynched him.
So they do.
They strung him up.
No, they turned him into a node.
Yeah, she's done a lot of the work on the lounge. She's pretty awesome.
We love Domino.
Indeed.
All right. Let's see what
She's actually made it safe to have this event on the PvP servers.
Oh, excellent.
Wow. If you consider the ramifications of summoning people at random to a room.
Yes, slaughter. can I ask what...
It'd be fun to watch.
Can I ask what solution you guys came up with for that?
Domino and Noah Walling, Alucide, cracked it, because it was something that we've been contemplating for a while, and it basically gives us an effect that we can throw down a play nice rules, and then make the area such that you just can't PvP.
Huh.
Dynamite.
But since the community lounge is offset from the main world anyway, it allows us to break some of the illusion of the game and break a few rules and have some fun, so it works even though we're on the PvP server, to bring everybody together and make them be nice to each other.
Oh, that's cool. It's kind of like the Plane of Tranquility in EverQuest 1. It was a no-combat zone. You couldn't have combat in there no matter what.
Yeah. So they worked on a solution for us that should be working out soon, and we'll be testing it on the PvP servers when we do the tour there.
All right. Let me ask.
That's great. That is just great.
All right. Let me ask. I know you're not one of the game developers.
Nope.
But let me ask. Maybe you have some insight on this. The new gods that are going to be coming out with TOS. How come they're gods that no one's ever heard of before? Well, okay. I know Rotset Knife is one of them. And he goes back to EverQuest 1. But, you know, there are a couple of gods from the old world that haven't made it into the game yet. But yet mm-hmm. I'm seeing one god, I can't remember the name off the top of my head, that he's not even in the EverQuest 1 lore at all. Never heard of him before.
That's a far better question for the design folks.
I'll try to get Nobbert in here or something, but.
The challenge of EverQuest 2 is always the nostalgia. It's one of the greatest strengths that you can see things you've seen before and see how time's affected them.
Mm-hmm.
But you also, everybody has favorite zones or favorite parts of EverQuest, and you know some of those parts just aren't there yet. And it's always, you know, well, when's it going to be, you know, that piece for me?
Right.
When am I going to see that part that I have an emotional bond to? And they have to trade off between decisions that, you know, play on the nostalgia and work with it, and things that allow them to create something new and special for EverQuest 2 on their own. So I wasn't actually privy to the discussions about what deities would go in and how they settled on their final number, but really every time they have a chance to do anything creative with the game, you want to draw from both decks.
Right.
You know, so that there's something special about EverQuest 2 that makes it different than EverQuest, even in the lore, that it's got something unique and shows an evolution, but also can play to that and really work with what happened in the past.
Right.
Delman brought this up earlier, and one of the gods that's coming in TOS can be found on the walls in the Gog King area.
Okay, but you're still talking, I'm still talking about them not being in EQ1, though.
Well, yeah, well, you still have to kind of, you know, expand your mind a little bit, hon, because it was 500 years, supposedly, between, you know, EverQuest 1 and where EverQuest 2 picked up.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the developers have said this time and time again that because it's called EverQuest 2
right,
does
this
not
is not a continuation.
A continuation. So yeah, you got to give them a little bit of a elbow room. But
well, we want Illyrissi. I mean, we have Illyrissi Day. We should have Illyrissi Mar as a choosable deity.
Give him time. It gives him something else to plan later on.
I mean, you come and you take a look at Jethel. Above his head says, Jethel Silverwing of Illyrissi Mar.
Mm-hmm.
And I have no deity chosen. I'm waiting for Illyrissi.
Well, can't tell you when. Don't have any ideas yet.
we got to get Nobbert on him and grill him.
No, I mean, if they do it all at one shot, then what do they got to do later on?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. And your point about it being, you know, different continuums, kind of like DC Comics, they have, you know, how many different DC parallel universes?
Yeah,
tons.
If you look at it from the larger conceptual level, if we don't take it on that angle of each one kind of has to exist in its own pocket, the EverQuest team's rather trapped, because they'd have to consider everything they're wanting to do for EverQuest, which is still going strong and just had its expansion, and go, well, gosh, how is this going to affect EverQuest 2? You know, should we call that team up and tell them we're making these changes so they can make their changes? And if you don't kind of separate them to a degree, one hand ties the other, and then neither hand can do anything.
True.
So right. it's rough, and I understand the nostalgia part of it, because, you know, I love my games, and there's certain pieces that I always, you know, resonate. It's like, that was what was special for me. And it, you know, it gives us a lot of potential over the years to play both sides of it.
Mm-hmm.
I like your release of Mar as well, but I'm not lobbying.
But she's the only ranger god. Yeah, I still have the avatar of Ilarisi Mar stored in my files, mm-hmm. my graphic files, and she has a quiver and a bow.
You're a godless heathen.
I am. Proud of it. All right, so let's see what else we have here. Are you able to talk about the upcoming Frostfell stuff? Or do you know anything of the upcoming Frostfell stuff?
I've taken a peek at what they've got coming, and I don't want to, you know, we're still ahead of the expansion, and they still have time to work on whatever might be there for that in December, but it is not just another rehash of last year.
Okay, they got new and expanding stuff.
Yeah, there's definitely new things to do, new things to see, reasons to go into the Frostfell zone, but I don't want to talk too much about it, because I don't want to commit the team to something that, you know, may not work out, so they have to pull it because it's not passing test or something like that. They'll see it here after. But no, there definitely
it has to be there. Grimwell said it would be there.
Exactly. No, there's definitely new things that they've got in queue and you know, even being worked on to have come for this year's Frostfell, and some of it's really cool.
That's excellent.
We're looking forward to it.
All right, so looking forward to Frostfell.
Always look forward to Frostfell.
Always. I love the holiday season. I mean, I'm not really a sentimental guy. I think Elquin, and especially her son, can attest to the fact that I'm a heartless bastard. Except for when it comes around the holidays. I love the Christmas season. I really do.
I love the smell of pumpkin pie.
I do love the smell of pumpkin pie, actually.
Which I attribute to the holiday season here.
Yes.
Yeah, it doesn't last long around this house.
No.
I mean, the kid can eat one by himself now. Easily. He's 16, and how tall? He's taller than you.
God, he's got to be 6'5", 6'7", at this point.
He's wearing 15 and a half size shoes.
Nice.
Oh, my God.
My son, Sheldon, who lives with his mother in Michigan, is probably going to hit 7 feet before he stops growing.
Oh, my God. What do we do?
I've seen... Yeah, well, look at me. I'm 6'3". My ex-wife is 6'1". We knew our child was going to be gigantic.
Yes.
But, yeah, he's getting pretty close to 7 feet right now.
He's going to tower over most of the local guys, then.
Yep.
I grew up in Michigan, so...
I grew up in New Hampshire. We have, you know, going, getting the cows out on the farm. Yeah. Pepperidge Farm remembers.
So, Grimwell, even though you weren't here when EQ2 first started,
mm-hmm.
I know I'm jumping into his notes, aren't I? Some of the changes between when it first started till now, like... Well, let's see, like corpses. Corpses changed.
Yep.
From the beginning to now.
Yeah, we had spirit shards.
Yes, you did. It was also much more difficult to solo at launch.
That's for damn sure.
I was there. I did, at the time I was running a multi-author blog, and we actually got to go in through the beta, and that was one of the takeaways was, you know, this is a group-oriented game. Was EverQuest 2 at launch. That's obviously changed since then, and I think for the better.
It also seemed to take forever to level back then.
Mm-hmm.
Although, I have to say, leveling too quickly does take the fun out of it. You gotta find a happy medium.
Yes, that's the challenge all developers face, isn't it?
Yeah.
Making sure there's plenty of dings, but not so many that you stop noticing them or caring.
Right, I mean, that's one of the reasons I didn't go for World of Warcraft. I mean, we maxed out in levels in, God, what, 2 months? It just, it wasn't worth it. It was, God, this is pointless.
Well, I know the last expansion at WoW, it only took me a month to go from 60 to 70, and that was doing extra faction work too for a Tarbuck. So in 30 days I went through the new content, the lower, you know, without going into the raid content,
right?
You know, just the normal stuff.
And there's always gonna be a portion of the people that do that, but you know, it's like with Shadow Odyssey, there's the whole new AA trees, and you know there's gonna be some people that knock those points out fast and have the AA trees maximized, and they start to sort, you know, the proper builds. But it's more about how long does the average player actually take to get that done, and is that, does that feel good? Is that right? Is that the best pace? Because you know, I'll admit I get bored if I get to a point where I can't level in a game. But if I don't notice the fact that I am leveling, it's just as bad, because you know, it either means there's almost nothing that you gain from leveling other than, you know, the number, or you go so fast you don't even notice, and you've built up a bank of points you have to spend, or however the characters advance, that you forgot for, you know, however many levels.
Yeah.
I've had that happen more than once.
One of the things that really hurt back then was group debit experience. Mm-hmm. When one person, you know, when you died in a group,
you spread everybody.
That, yeah. I mean, even if one person died, you know, everybody got dinged for their death. And that really hurted after a while. I mean, so I'm glad that's gone.
I think the market's grown to include a lot more people. And severe penalties are attractive to some of us. I would love a permadeath game someday. That you know, anytime one of the oddball games out there says they have a permadeath server, I jump up and go play it just to see what it's like. But most of us just don't have time to deal with that kind of punishment anymore, and there's so many people playing these games in such a diverse audience that it's very difficult to appeal to the hardcore that wants the difficulty and really can embrace and enjoy it without diminishing what you can do with the larger audience that, you know, for the most part, you want there.
Mm-hmm.
So, EQ2 is definitely a game for anyone who's interested in fantasy online games. It's not, you know, really slanted towards one particular bunch more than the other in spirit, and the changes that were made from things like that, I think, are far for the better at this point.
I know one of the things I'm coming across right now is I was saying for a long time that I didn't want to max out. I don't want to hit 80, and I went ahead and I hit 80, and I'm bored as hell.
Thing is, you still got a lot of stuff that you've skipped over, you didn't experience, and there's no reason why you shouldn't be able to go back and experience it. You've still got
I'm going back and I'm doing my, you know, all the great quests and stuff like that. And I am having a good time doing some quests that I probably couldn't have done solo at the time.
Yep.
Like I just did the what was that one for? The bone clasp girdle.
Right.
In Nectropos, and I was able to do the whole thing by myself, and I did enjoy the fact that I could do it by myself and I didn't have to rely on anyone.
And it allows you to enjoy the story and the quest because you're not so focused on just the difficulty of it.
Right.
Right.
So I'm probably going to do that. I'm going to take a look back and see what I haven't done for Heritage quests, and mm-hmm. see what I can get done by myself. You know, so it's like, okay, now I can finally do this as if I'm actually doing it. You know, pay attention to what's being said instead of just, okay, everyone's waiting for me. Let's get through the text.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Well, there's things like you haven't finished the Hunter's Quest out in JW, and you haven't gotten your hammer yet. Those things too, you know?
I know there's a lot to do, but it's just like, God, the experience bar isn't moving anymore.
No, but you have the AA to work on.
True, the regular experience does get transferred to A's now, which is very nice.
And the other nice thing about hitting the cap is it gives you more time to help your guild or your friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's almost sad, but my son is level 77 on his main, and he's more than 20 levels ahead of me on my main that I'm, you know, playing when I can play. And it's got direct result is he's got much more time to play than I do as an almost 12-year-old. And he loves it when I can actually play with him, because he'll come on mentor down to me and run through stuff that he either missed, like, you know, like you're saying, you missed or got the secret ray, or go through stuff he really enjoyed in the past. and do it, you know, like when I got to Clackanon, he's like, oh yeah, I'm going to do that. So I saved going through Clackanon and closing those quests out on my character for the first time for that character for the weekend when I could do it with my son so he could go there with his character and have fun and we could do it as a bonding experience.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And
that's,
you know,
it's a good zone,
it changes, yeah, and it changes the, it allows people to change the focus of their gameplay from, you know, got to hit the top to, I'm just going to have fun and hang out with my friends and do stuff with them.
Well, I'll tell you, I didn't really get started with the parody work and stuff like that until I hit level 50 in EverQuest 1.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, so I was able to slow down.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll see what happens here. You know what I am liking, though? I just found this out just before you got here, is you guys have apparently left the Haunted Mansion in Sunborn Village open.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you can still go through and get those mirrors.
Hmm.
So that's cool. I plan on getting a bunch more of them.
That's cool.
Yeah, I'm going to go through and get a bunch more of them. And heck, I'm going to create... You remember going to little carnivals and stuff like that and they have like the maze of mirrors?
Mm-hmm.
I want to do that.
That'd be a cool idea. That'd be a house people would have to visit.
Everyone loves my house. Come to the Legion of Kithagor Tier 2 Hall on the Antonia Bale server. Just don't mess up the hot tub.
Oh, God.
I love what people can do in those houses.
Oh, come on. Domino's saying that she's not sure that they intended to leave it open. Leave it open!
I wasn't going to say
tomorrow,
anything.
You watch tomorrow, it'll be down.
No, I've said too much.
You
have said too much.
Now, you see, with me, I'm maxed out, but currently I'm on a let's collect every book I can in Norath kick right now.
Right, so you're enjoying the fact that you can do this stuff and not have to worry about getting killed, really.
Yeah, and I like the stories I'm getting in, too, you know. So
you're not,
it's a win-win thing.
You're not, like, finding ghosts who are missing their bones anymore, are you? God, that NPC
no.
was wrong.
No.
Have you ever seen that guy there, Grimwell? I can't remember the
name.
I can't remember.
His name's Deputy Droopy, and he's in Nariak Forest over there by the,
Deputy Droopy, and he's missing his bone.
After you clear the beach, you head left off that path.
God.
Yeah, okay.
Grim, if you want to hear the skit that Elquin did on that, you can just go to Kethagor.org, go to audio, video, and then the Jethel Show. And we have it there. The skit is called Elquin's Bone.
Oh, you did not name it that, did you?
I did.
Terrible.
Well, what else am I supposed to name it? Deputy Droopy's Bone? That sounds worse than Elquin's Bone.
Okay, we won't go there.
Elquin finds Deputy Droopy's Bone.
I basically did. I did. Well, the hard way. Let's not go there. Moving on.
God, I can't believe some of the sound effects you put in there. My bone! God. It was wrong. It was so wrong. Oh, Grim, did you hear that we actually had a contest for the most wrong NPC in Norath?
Oh, God. Yep. How'd it go?
We found the most wrong NPC in Norath. It is, the heck's his name? Something Graham in Nettleville. Oh, I can't think of it.
Process as well. I'm on it now.
Let's see here. Audio video.
Foster Graham
in Nettleville. He wants you to go into the swamp and kill slugs to get their poisoned glands so he can make face cream.
He's narcissistic.
He's a narcissist who wants his face cream. And I'm sorry, that's just wrong.
Why is that wrong?
It's wrong.
No
he
face
wants
cream?
He wants cream for his face. It's wrong.
What?
He wants you to kill a slug so he can put the slime on his face. It's wrong. Of course, no one bothered to nominate the NPC that was running for the world event murder part. Well, it's the bunnies. It must be the bunnies. No one nominated her. Oh, well. Foster Graham. I even wrote a song about it. We'll play
so
that.
I have a question for you.
For sure.
Who? Me or Grim?
Grim.
Oh, okay.
What do you... You may not be able to answer this, but... You know, between now and the next 4 years, where do you think you see EverQuest 2 going?
Wow, the loaded question that only producers should answer.
I can see the EverQuest 2 universe going to the World of Warcraft funeral.
Well, I think both games will be there in 4 years.
We've come here today to pee on the grave of World of Warcraft. Whip them out if you got them, boys.
Okay, well, do you see yourself still with EverQuest in 4 years?
Well, I see myself still with Sony.
Okay.
So, you know, it's... And definitely, you know, I'll always play EverQuest 2. It's my favorite game in the Sony stable that's out. You know, I'm looking forward to some of the future games we have, but it's... I love the depth in EverQuest 2, and I love that there are so many different things you can do. And, you know, you go on the book thing where it's like, I'm going to do this. And it's there and it's rewarding and there's something to do, and I actually read the books when I find them because I kind of like that. So the game will still be around, it'll still have development team, things will still be going into the game. I think, you know, you can look to some of the other games we have that are a little older, you know, look at EQ. The Tony Crack Ninjas.
The hamsters!
Oh, talking about future.
So let me reset this here, I'll let you know when we're back up. Sorry about
okay.
that.
Okay. No worries. 8.6 million people are on Skype right now. Nice.
Yep. Well, come on, Dan. Did the program log up or something?
I don't know. Maybe we got shut down.
Okay, I think we're back. Sorry, stream broke. Refresh your connection if you can't hear us. There we go.
We're in?
Yep, we're back up.
Alright, so as I was saying, for the 10th expansion, what we're really planning on doing is putting in giant robots with laser eyes.
All right. Well,
that sounds
really
so great. Sorry, you guys missed all that.
Yeah.
But what about the bunnies with bat? What about the bunnies with bat wings?
I'm thinking maybe 12th expansion.
All right. Sounds good. Honestly,
I think this is where EverQuest 1 went wrong with me when they started, you know, bringing in the aliens. It's like this is, you know, a fantasy role playing game. You know, a medieval role playing game. And we have aliens from outer space?
So that was not your fantasy.
Not the way I wanted to go, no.
It actually is. I can't have no idea, you know, what the development team was thinking, but when aliens interjected into your fantasy, Blackmoor, one of the original settings for Dungeons & Dragons, actually had a crashed spaceship that turned into a module where people could get guns and whatnot.
Really?
Wow.
So it's... Wow. Yeah.
It's
kind of like Marvel Comics, What If? It's more of that kind of adventure, but people would actually play through that and have laser pistols on their characters in the next D&D game because of it.
Huh.
So there's a bit of legacy of that happening, but I you know, some people don't dig it, and that's why it's good to have other games in the market and other fantasy games. You know, like, why do we have Vanguard? It's a fantasy game. We have the whole EverQuest franchise, but it's a different kind of fantasy.
Right.
Eric was showing me, I know you're not going to like this, but Eric was showing me that in WoW, they're bringing bikes in.
Bikes?
Yeah, bikes.
Like
motorcycles.
Bicycles or motorcycles?
Yes, motorcycles.
Huh.
Interesting.
Yeah. Well, you figure that they have, there's tinkers in there, there's gnomes, they use guns.
Mm-hmm.
The engineers have made motorcycles, so yes, so now in WoW...
Oh my god, there's going to be like roving gangs of motorcycle gnomes.
Yes. Yes.
God.
Delmon has a question for Grimwell. Fourth set rule addition, what does he think?
fourth edition rules. He's talking about Dungeons and Dragons.
Yes.
Okay, so what do I think about 4th edition? I'm actually running a 4th edition campaign bi-weekly here at my house, and I've had two successful sessions. We're running, if anybody's tracking, the Keep on the Shadow Fill from the H series of modules, and I like it. It is not... I'm a huge forum board nut, so I was on a D&D board earlier today talking about this. 4th edition is not the... It's not that same girl you knew back in high school. She's grown up and has changed. But it's actually very fun, very easy to play, very, very easy to DM. And I'm big on wild cards. I like in my tabletop roleplay games for people who are playing to feel they can do anything with their character, including divert away from the path of the module. And what I'm always looking for are ways to make it easier to respond to that intuitively, but also realistically, so it doesn't, you know, feel like, gosh, we just walked off the map to the blank space. And... I'm liking it. Fourth seems to be well-suited to that, well-suited to just straight up get in there and play and be much more heroic than I think the other editions were. I mean, it's much more, you know, and they didn't even say it in their own stuff, but cinematic. You know, heroes can chew through a lot of stuff, and wizards, if you're familiar with Dungeons & Dragons, are no longer at first level a one-spell-and-then-hide-behind-everybody-with-hit-points type character. Everybody starts out interesting. Everybody starts out with powers. Warrior types aren't just rolling a dice and swinging to hit. They have different abilities to play, and it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of diversity. I love the tiers of play. Well, I'm going to D&D nerd out for you now, aren't I? They have a set where there's three tiers for the over the 30 levels of gameplay, where each tier kind of changes what you're dealing with and what you can do, and it at these first blushes appears very well balanced. To flip back, though, I'm going to change the topic back to motorcycles and WoW.
Okay.
If just to show, you know, what is fantasy, have you guys looked at the Free Realms page that went live recently?
No, I haven't seen it.
Okay, if you go to freerealms.com, you can see we put up that, and you can actually sign up for the beta for that game.
I did
The beta is not announced. Yeah, it's my kids went nuts. We haven't announced when the beta is going to start, but you can actually sign up, get registered, and start learning some info about it. And once you click on the What is Free Realms link, it takes you to a series of movies and different things, and one of them says, play fun games. And when you click on that one, you'll see down in the left corner this dude standing behind by a car with like crystals sticking out of the motor where normal car things would. So, you know, fantasy is very fungible. Now, obviously, with Free Realms, that team's going for, let's just have a lot of fun. And it doesn't matter as much as it might in EverQuest or WoW, but really it shows people do anything to entertain themselves, and I don't mean that in a bad way, but they're willing to, in many cases, sacrifice the core integrity of pure fantasy to make something more enjoyable.
Well, Free Realms, to me, when I even first heard the name, it sounds whimsical and magical, and a car running on crystals sounds like it would fit right in, so...
And you know. This is the first time I've ever seen this car was on the webpage. That's why I thought of it when I saw that. I'm like, ooh, hey, they did that? So, I don't really know if it runs on crystals and how it'll work in the game, but it definitely looks kind of neat. It's got a roadster look.
Yep.
I didn't see that. I know I went over and signed up for beta, but I didn't have time to check out all the videos and stuff. But I will go back.
Nah, I'm looking at it right now. There's a little hot rod type of roaster there with crystals coming out where the cylinders would be, I suppose.
There you go. Cylinders. And red next to it looks pretty proud, don't he? In his armor.
It's like, ha, I have a car.
That's a different type of Mustang.
Well,
so fantasy can be just about anything. It's always more about finding the fantasy that's right for you.
Well, I'd like to state for the record that EverQuest 2 is the right fantasy for me.
We like it.
I like it.
So how's everybody in the office doing, knowing that TSO is coming Tuesday, this next Tuesday?
Are they freaking out? Are they stressing
some
out?
Some people are.
Is Smedley losing his hair?
No comment. This is my second expansion launch for EverQuest 2 in my tenure at Sony, and everything's on, you know, par for the course from what I experienced last year. Sure, people are not agitated, but a little more intense right now, but that's more about, have we dotted every I, have we crossed every T, is every department ready, does everybody know what everybody else is doing, you know, what are our contingency plans, what's everybody going to be doing at the same time as we go through the expansion day process of getting it up on the servers and getting everybody to download it and all that. Everything seems great. You know, yeah, there's a little bit of crunch, there's a little bit of extra energy in the air, but that's, in a way, it's part of the rush of putting an expansion out. And what's really
the excitement is the yeah. excitement is building in the offices.
And I'm sure somewhere in one of the back offices, one of the people that have been there, you know, some people who have been there the longest, who remember the Shadows of Luckum expansion, are doing some kind of prayer and ritual. No Shadow of Luckland thing yeah. where we're down for a month.
We want this game back up, bug free, and you know, bug free.
Oh,
you know, everything working as it needs to, and the expansion being in your hands on that day and early as we can. You know, that was the objective with EQ this year, and that's the same with EQ 2.
With the exception of right after EverQuest 2 started, it was what, like 3 days we were down or something like that. Ever since that point, we've had nothing but smooth, really.
Smooth.
Compared to that.
Last year being my first one for EQ2, I was prepared for just about anything, and it was almost anticlimactic on expansion day because it came out. People, you know, bought it at the stores or downloaded it digitally and started playing the game, and, you know, for me, my world kind of came, not to a crushing, miserable end, but the forums got really quiet because everybody was playing the game. The blogs got really quiet because everybody was playing the game.
That's a good sign, though.
Fan sites got really quiet because everybody was playing the game. It's like, this is good. But at the same time, it's like, you know, if you get all ramped up and you're ready to go and it comes out, and then it's like, you know, yeah, okay.
You know, you two are both asking for it, you know that.
Oh, yeah.
It's going so smooth, and oh, so it was so anticlimactic. We were waiting for something to happen, but nothing really happened.
No,
this expansion is going to screw us all.
No.
The thing is, if it does, there's a heck of a lot of contingency planning going on. So that's the, you know, that's the good news. Is the worst kind of bad day is the one you're not prepared for, not anticipating.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody here is, you know, ignoring the fact that we need to be ready for anything to happen and changes to be there and launch day surprises. But, you know, running from the aspect of everything's going to work great because it's been going great so far. It's in my part of the world, it's actually, you know, it's kind of like art's already done. You know, the artist for EverQuest 2, for the designers to do their design work, the art team has to get done earlier, obviously.
Right.
So, you know, for them, they have already gone through the anticlimactic part where it's like, okay, we're done, and the expansion's not even out. You know, now they still get the thrill of, you know, launch day response to all of their, you know, new stuff out in the world that people see these zones and see these things and go, oh, this looks cool, this is awesome. They get that rewarding, great feeling. But they're already past the whole, we got to really bust it to get this done, because for the most part, unless something weird comes up, they're done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and now that we're a week out, design's done, code's done, and all that, this is all the last little things. Dominoes should be done, to my knowledge. You know, everything's kind of wrapping up where they're getting to that quiet phase, but then it was just interesting for me from the perspective of last year, where launch day was like, you know, I remember being a player when that next game would come out, or an expansion for the game I already loved would come out, and you're all excited. You get that box and you rush home and you install it, and you go into this frenzy of playing, and all your friends are going, and everybody's sending each other messages and linking things and saying, you know, look at this and look at that, and oh my goodness, you got to come over here. And then on the other side of the fence, it's like, you know, wow, okay, it's working. Good. You know, no complaints. Everybody's in. We like that.
Woo!
Yeah, you know, but still, it's a neat process. I'm looking forward to next week.
Excellent.
Kids looking forward to next week.
I'm looking forward to it. I know Elquin is.
I am.
And you'll have lots of new things to do, even at the cap.
Yes. New places to see, and things to do, and zones to explore.
Yes.
Well, and, see, this is a book from the past. When what was it? How many days were we down? I forgot. At
for
least
what?
A couple. When EverQuest 2 first started, and it was like, what, a week into it or something.
I don't remember.
Anyway, yeah, they put out a book called The Book of Days Past, and it says, "And so it came to pass that the world was shattered a second time by forces unforeseen and unknown. The bearer of this book survives the great cataclysm that befell North on this day, the 12th month, day 17 of the year, 2004.
So December 17th, 2004.
So yes. They actually put out a book.
There was a book that you could get in the priest's, or the healer's spinny thing up there.
Temple of Life.
Temple of Life. And yeah. So anybody that was here in EverQuest 2 that lived through the day that we crashed really bad, you could go and get that book and keep it as a memento that we survived. Yes, 3 days for a weekend. It was terrible. Everybody was pulling their hair out.
Those are never good days.
So it was like, what, a month? Month or so after, at least? No. Yeah, no.
It would be about a month. December 17th would be a little over a month.
1 month into it, yes.
And those are,
but I was going to say, we've never experienced anything like that ever again.
So,
and knock on wood, and I really am knocking on wood here, it won't happen to us this year. I have great confidence in the team and high hopes.
I swear you have both just doomed us all.
I knocked on wood, real wood. not plywood, not, you know, particle board, wood.
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 Wood, wood.
So, no jinxing allowed.
Alright.
So, we got a full week this week with all the parties going on, with TSO coming out.
It's going to be plenty for people to see and do in advance of the expansion, and then, of course, it'll come out and there'll be even more.
You don't happen to know how long the exploration site's going to be up there in Sinking Sands to turn in dirty money and stuff?
No, I do not.
Okay.
That would be a great question for our events people.
There you go.
Domino's still in the chat. She may know off the top of her head just because she works over there with them, but
I mean, up to now, they've kind of overlapped them a little bit, so people have a chance to finish those last little quests, spend their last few dollars, reward dollars, and stuff.
Yeah, that's been the general goal or idea with the live event stuff that they're working on, was to make it interesting enough that you want to do it, and then available enough that you can.
Yep.
So
I think that's
everybody
great. So
has
kudos.
A good shot at getting those rewards.
Kudos for that.
And I love that kind of stuff in a game where, you know, not that the fact that it's limited doesn't make it cool, but the fact that you know you're a part of a moment where you can do this set of things and get rewards, and then, you know, 2 years later, something else is going to be going on.
Yeah.
That kind of like the book, you know, you'll have something that you were there for that, you were there for that event. You have something to commemorate it and show that you were there, and other people don't have it. And it's not the neener, 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 look at me. It's more the, you know, I was there for something cool. This was a neat event, and I got to be a part of it, and I'm cool with that.
It's part of your character's history. It's part of your gaming history. You know, those little pixels on the screen is something you got during that time.
And it helps make them feel more dynamic and alive.
Delmon is asking me any early comments on Fanfare 2009.
Yes,
we're going to have one.
Put it in Seattle.
We're going to have a fanfare. It'll be in a city. There will be hotels and Sony people there.
That's good, or else we'd be camping out and roasting marshmallows.
Wouldn't that be neat? And a nice big, like, you know,
we'll have a giant camp. EverQuest Ren Fair.
That sounds fine. The Woodstock of EverQuest Rift Fairs.
You know, one of my final days on EverQuest 1, I remember being up in the bazaar, and I actually saw someone with the title, you know, it was whatever their name was, Servant of Lannis Tavil. And that's a title that people got for doing the world event, the Battle of Bloody Kithacor. If you were on the evil side, you got the Servant of Lannis Tavil, and if you got if you were on the good side, you got like I have no idea. I've never actually seen it, but someone still had the title from back then. That rocked.
And
that's cool.
Made it very special.
Yep.
That's one of the for the little of the birthday party events we're doing on this servers. Mm-hmm. When we get to your server, whoever you are listening, that's a really neat people watching thing that I kind of was able to do while I'm handing out stuff is just see what titles people chose to show. You know, how are people identifying them? What things are they coming with on their characters and the appearance slots? And it's one thing to know what people can do and see the entire list. It's another to see what they choose, how they choose it, and how that ties to the names they've chosen. You know, when you're summoning over 100 people to a room in an hour, you get to see a lot of names and see what they put around it. And it's actually neat. It's something, you know, if there's no other reason that makes it attractive, going just to see that and see what people choose to make important to signify, thank you, in English, who they are, that's neat in its own way.
And we have plenty of titles and what do they call them? Surtitles or
surnames?
No, not surnames.
Subclass
names. Hang on.
Prefixes.
Yeah, prefixes and suffix titles. That
yes.
It's just mind-boggling. I mean, I've got tons of them and I never use them. Yeah, I mean, just that I don't relate to them.
No, my suffix title is Villarisimar.
There you go. Well, I have that one too.
And I'm a prowler.
Oh, I'm a hunter.
I could also put a master woodworker too. You know.
I am very proud of my destroyer of undead, though. That's a lot of kills.
Don't let Trinity hear you say that.
Well, I've never got them from killing vampires, okay?
Oh, okay.
Safe.
Actually, I think if you've done a lot of vampires, that's actually a destroyer of vampires, isn't it?
I don't think so. Is there?
I don't know.
I don't recall. No, that's... It's, you know, like the Trade Skill ones, there were people today in the little party room I had that they identified themselves first as Trade Skillers, and you could tell because their title said Master, you know, whatever skill they maxed and earned it in. And to me, that's neat. It was fun to see I like looking at people and their behavior. And you know, there's a lot of ways that through the use just of the titles and even the ability to put in your own, you know, your own actual surname, you can get a sense for is this player a role player or what activity do they really dig and how much of all of that comes together through their character just off the name and the prefix and suffix titles.
Mm-hmm.
So
people
watching them.
There is Hunter of Vampires, so you could probably bump that number up to get Destroyer of Vampires.
There you go.
I thought there was one.
This should have one for cows, then.
Cows?
Yes, on the Newbie Island, you have to go kill cows, if I remember, or something like that, on the Freeport.
Okay, so if you max out your
on
cow
the Freeport
killing...
one, it's cows.
If you max out your Freeport, I mean your cow one, it should be Cow Slaughterer, though. Get Slaughterhouse.
You get a special air gun?
Yeah.
From the gnomes?
Oh, we're going to make the vegetarians pissed off. That's okay. Hey, I love veal.
Meat is murder. Sweet, sweet, delicious murder.
Raw and wiggling. No, okay. You know, we should let him go get dinner. He hasn't eaten.
That's right. We're keeping you from your meal. And here it is, 9:30.
Is there anything else?
Management.
Is there anything else we need to touch on, guys?
Briefs or boxers?
He
said both. He wears boxer briefs. I asked him that a long time ago.
Yep.
And you remembered.
Yeah, of course.
Details.
Grimm's a married man.
I know that.
Back off.
Delmont, he wears underoos.
Demon wears underoos.
But yes. Which animal then?
Oh, he wears the Drunken Dwarf and Cheez-It underoos.
There you go.
Not a lot of people know that we had those. We made them. They didn't sell very good. You know, they tended to sell with the demographic of Dwarven Templars. Named Delmon.
Do a lot of damage with Cafe Press.
Gotta love it.
Actually, I do actually have some stuff available. Not myself personally, but guildcloaks.com. And we're going to have the host of guildcloaks.com, or I should say the admin, for guildcloaks.com here on the show next week.
Cool.
She actually will create
your guild cloak.
Physically, your guild cloak.
Yeah, I'm looking at that on the website right now. That's pretty cool.
And if you go to, I can't remember what the button name is here, but she has like magnets and stickers for your car and stuff like that. Well, they have quotes from my songs. I completely forgot that they asked for permission for that a few years back. And
I'll get you. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, okay. I said you could do that.
No, cool. Come to find out, she's now in our guild.
So.
But yeah, you can go to guildcloaks.com, click on stickers, scroll down, and you can. It's the stickers. Stickers doesn't go anywhere. Oh, there it goes. Okay, there we go.
Jethel Silverwing Collection.
The Jethel Silverwing Collection, you can get a little stickers and stuff like that. They're advertising like Dark Elf Girl, Froglock Hero. Actually, Froglock Hero is a pretty recent song, so she's been updating this. Some and she's advertising my show. Cool. But yeah, it's good stuff. I guess she tries to have a... of course, we'll talk about this next week, but I guess she tries to have a booth at the fanfare. When she can.
Which is always cool.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you know what, Grim? I think we're going to let you go and have your dinner.
Okay, thank you very much for bringing me in tonight.
Any parting words? Any shout-outs? Anything like that?
Oh, goodness. I'm too tired for that. Shout-out to the dev team for doing all the work that's led us to what's coming next week. Everybody at Sony that's been busting tail to get it there for you. I'm just real excited and ready.
And we do appreciate everything that the devs do, and of course everything that the customer service people do for us. You know, you're the people that we bitch and moan and complain to, and you guys take a lot of crap from us, and we do appreciate
it. Community management takes a special individual.
Right. I mean, you can't just snap at people. I can't. I logged off and I lost 100 plaid. I don't know what happened to it. And you can't just go, yeah, right, buddy. Mm-hmm.
No. You definitely have to care.
Well, let's take a look through our logs and see what we... Oh, you logged that kind of thing?
Indeed. I rarely... You almost never see anyone trying to pull a fast one. People come... When people come to us, it's with something that... they've not found a solution anywhere else. They're like, I know you don't necessarily fix this, but please, is there anyone you can talk to? What do I got to do to get this done right?
Right.
And that's actually one of the best parts of the job is, typically we can, find solutions for people and get them on the path to fixing that problem, and then they're just the happiest people in the world.
And then you guys are their newest gods. But
it's more like hopefully we get to see them at fanfare where we can share a drink and go, yay, That was, I'm going to make myself stay late. I did the event at Gen Con this year. Right before fanfare, the week of fanfare, I was there and threw a thing at a place called Jillian's.
Mm-hmm.
When I was on Guck today, one of the guys that I met at Jillian's during Gen Con was on Guck, and he's like, hey, it's me, I met you, da 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 da. And you actually have that bond and that memory. And that's one of the neatest things about the in person events, and you definitely see people, I've met people at fanfare, they're like, you helped me with this, even though I wasn't the solution. And it's just awesome to be able to see those people and connect the dots from what we do to a real person and how happy it made somebody just because we took the effort to care and try to find out what we could do to fix it for them.
Well, I certainly appreciate the time I was able to spend with everyone down in San Diego and then again over in Seattle for the for the agency press event there. And I just hope you guys don't think I'm stalking you every time I send you a little note now and then. Yeah. Oh my god,
no.
he met us for like a half an hour, now he thinks we're his best friend.
What's that crazy guy doing? Don't write songs about me. Leave me alone. No, I love it. One of my biggest regrets about fanfare is there's not enough time to just hang. There's so much going on, so many things we're working on, making sure work right. And obviously we've got to do it, that's our job, and I like doing it, but it's like, you just don't get enough time to see enough people. I mean, of course, there's far more people than you can see at the same time, too, but you want to run around and see all your friends and people you've met and then meet new people and trade stories, and you definitely don't get much sleep. So, no, we don't think of you as a stalker.
Oh, God.
Yet.
Yet. I haven't, shown up at your office yet. I haven't shown up at your office. Hey, remember me? Yeah. Your reaction to me in the lobby of the hotel was just priceless, though. I'm there with my little voice recorder, but with me, when I'm nervous, I go into a character. And I swear that 90% of the time I was at the at that summit. Whoops.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on a second here. My closing skit just started for some reason.
Yeah.
Okay, we're not doing that one just yet. There we go. I'll put that back in the lineup. Guess we went on a few minutes longer than I thought. That's all right. Anyway, yeah, I'm like met you down in the lobby. When I'm nervous, I just go into a character, and I swear 90% of the time I was the drunken dwarf.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, Grimwell, how the hell are you? And you're just like, help me! And I got that on tape.
I had to add them. Yes, you did.
I thought that was so hilarious. You know, when you're dealing with customer service and you're dealing with these people, they have in-game problems, you know, it's knowing that there's somebody there that will take care of it somehow, some way, do something, even if it's little, it means a mm-hmm. whole lot to people. And sometimes it means giving the benefit of the doubt to the person.
Oh, definitely.
Just to make the customer happy. And that was one thing I learned when I was a guide. You know, if the person is saying this and there's no other... I mean, it looks pretty darn obvious what happened. Give them the benefit of the doubt. Give them that little res. You know, fix them up. Make them happy because they're the customer. Make their experience a little bit better. So, I can understand that 100%. And you guys do a wonderful job at that.
Thank you. Every time you're able to help someone, you make a good long-term friend.
There you go.
It's just sometimes you can't help, but you do your best every time you can.
I worked customer service for a small ISP in New Hampshire for a little while, and I became the master of the mute button. Because some of these people should not have had computers. You know,
yes.
And my office manager, who had a very good sense of humor, he was younger than I was. He had a very nice sense of humor. I did this. His eyes would pop out of his head sometimes. Hearing the things that I was saying, you know, I would be flagrantly insulting the customer and their intelligence and the fact that they should, you know, just pack up the computer, put it back in the box, send it back, because you obviously don't have the intelligence to run it. And so, and it's like, what are you saying? Mute button.
You can't do that.
Look, mute button. Tell the customer, okay, let me look this up for a minute. You shouldn't have a computer, you goddamn.
I used to do my days. I worked for a Fortune 500 in customer support, tech support, and yeah.
Oh, God.
Some people that made the job fun.
Toward the end there, we were actually telling people to go to AOL. Obviously, you know. Back then, anyway, we're talking back when AOL and Prodigy were king. You know, back then, going with an independent ISP meant you actually knew something about computers. You know what I mean? That you didn't have everything just mm-hmm. handed to you. And I loved it. It's like, our instructions were for setting up, you know, we had written instructions for Mac, because no one in the office did Mac. And this is before OS X, so it was actually quite difficult. And we were told if anyone calls up and they say they have a Linux problem, they should not be using Linux. If you have to call tech support for Linux, then you shouldn't be, then you shouldn't have it. Simple as that. That was funny.
Yes, that was relatively true.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we're gonna let Grim get some food.
Alrighty.
I do want to say thank you guys for everything you guys do, from the development to the customer service, the whole nine yards. I mean, you guys are just wonderful to us.
Well, thank you.
We love you, man.
We'll do our best, I hope.
Thank you very much for joining us tonight, Grim. Rushing home from work like that, and just foregoing your food.
So. It'll be there.
Hey, all right, that's it for this episode of the Jethel Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Jethel Silverwing.
And I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And I'm Cheesy Nibblemuds!
Allman Gaming Radio is a proud member of the ZAM Network. Our producer is Deep Pockets. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by the Grassy Knoll. Our spiritual advisor is Alcoholic. Sensitivity Seminars by Mandy Feldersnatch. And noted contributions by Three Badgers, Two Giant Rats, A 4-Pound Jar of Jelly Beans, A Package of Expired Twinkies, and A Small Rock.
Yay, Rock!
Be sure to catch our show every Tuesday night at 4 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and some ungodly hour in the UK. So, for me, Jethel Silverwing, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, Ilk Vagena, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.